You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Another push for new gun violence measures. Wisconsin Democrats and advocates are proposing a package of gun safety bills. They introduced these bills Tuesday that would institute universal background checks, reinstate a 48-hour waiting period for gun purchases, and add red flag laws. All proposals that have broad bipartisan support across the country and have been introduced here in Wisconsin before. Gun violence is the number one cause of death for American children. It's been that way for years now. Lindsay Busher from Moms Demand Action Wisconsin.
To every parent, whether you're here in Madison or in Green Bay or Eau Claire or La Crosse or Superior, I hope you feel hopeful because this package is for you.
From 2014 to 2023, the gun death rate increased 34% in the U.S. Here in Wisconsin, it rose 54%. During that time, Republicans repealed Wisconsin's 48-hour waiting period to buy a handgun, which had been in place for about four decades. Senator Chris Larson.
As anyone could have predicted, and many of us did, gun violence has risen as a result of it.
Daryl Morin, head of Forward Latino.
In 2022, right here in the state of Wisconsin, we had 830 gun deaths. 277 of those were homicides. The overwhelming majority, 529 were Wisconsinites who took their own life.
Over the last five or so years, Democrats have introduced dozens of gun safety bills. But Republicans control which ones get hearings and, of course, which get passed. So the big question is, will any Republicans get on board? State Senator Deb Indraka.
Some of them say they support some of these measures. That's why we have public hearings. It's shameful that none of these have ever been called up.
We reached out to Speaker Robin Voss to ask if he had any comment on the new bills. But at the time of this recording, we haven't heard back. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Republicans are introducing a bill they say would make hospital prices more transparent in Wisconsin. Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
A study from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Foundation found Wisconsin has the fifth highest healthcare costs in the country. Their study showed private health plans paid more than 300% more than Medicare did for the same services. Dr. Nicole Hemkiss owns Advocate MD in Madison.
I remember an experience one or two years ago of calling one of our local healthcare systems, and I had a list of four or five specific x-rays that I wanted to get the cash price for. I was doing this for our patients in order to figure out what would be the most competitive prices for them. After being transferred to three or four different people, multiple calls back and unreturned phone calls, I was told that they couldn't give me the cash price because they needed to run this through insurance. And I explained to them that they should know what they are charging for a service that they are doing at their hospital.
Meanwhile, just this week, an analysis from Turquoise Health showed Wisconsin has the highest price transparency in the nation. Federal price transparency rules were put in place in 2021, and since then, no Wisconsin hospital has ever been fined for breaking those rules. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
No Mow May has ended for many municipalities, and now it's Please Mow June. During the month of May, participating towns and cities allowed residents to let lawns grow above the length allowed by municipal ordinances. Now that we're past that early season where pollinators needed the extra help, officials ask that lawn owners trim the grass back to the length in compliance with city and town ordinances. In the village of Weston, your grass needs to be under 8 inches. In Wausau proper, there are no specific length requirements, but your yard should look tidy. Happy mowing! I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
A homestand for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers begin a 12-game homestand tonight, their longest of the season, against the Padres. That's followed by the Braves next week, and then the second-place Cardinals, the crew coming off a day's rest after beating the Reds 9-1 on Wednesday. NFL. Aaron Rodgers will sign a one-year deal to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Rodgers has kept in touch with their head coach.
Listen, I've talked to Mike Tomlin, great dude. It was nice to go into the city. I'd never really spent any time in Pittsburgh in the few times we've played there. But yeah, I've enjoyed talking to Mike.
NBA Finals, Oshkosh North High School grad Tyrese Halliburton has done it again. A last second shot to lead the Pacers to a win in the playoffs, 111-110 over the Thunder in game one of the finals.
Man, we just we keep believing and we stay together. And it ain't over till it's over. It ain't over till it hits zero. And we just keep pushing. So like I said, really proud of this group.
That's the Pacers, Tyrese Halliburton, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Actress Mia Sara is back after a 14-year hiatus. You might know her as Sloane Peterson from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Yahoo Entertainment reports she was back on the red carpet at the premiere of The Life of Chuck, a sci-fi fantasy based on a Stephen King novel. Sara was last seen on the big screen in 2011 in Dorothy and the Witches of Oz. Sara says she is not officially out of retirement, but will always work if director Mike Flanagan asks her. I feel the same way. Here is some cool news on the heels of a really good documentary about Sly and the Family Stone. The Hulu documentary Sly Lives was insightful and a really fun watch. Now, 60 years after a concert recording, a new album will be released. According to Variety, the first family, live at Winchester Cathedral, 1967, will be released this summer. The band's manager put the recordings in a vault shortly after the show decades ago. They were discovered in 2002. The new old material will be released July 18th on High Moon Records. Comedian Sinbad will appear in Tyler Perry's upcoming film, Straw. This may not sound like major news, but it is when you factor in that the comedian suffered a debilitating stroke 5 years ago and was hospitalized for months. The former star of his own show called The Sinbad Show said he is thrilled for the opportunity to be back in front of the camera and said the road back has been difficult. According to the New York Post, the film also stars Sherry Shepherd and Taraji Henson. Director Perry says, "I know it's been really difficult for him, so giving him this opportunity made me feel amazing." The daughter of Tim McGraw and Faith Hill chose Pride Month to come out as queer. 28-year-old Gracie, the oldest of the couple's three daughters and a working actress, shared the news in an Instagram post on June 2nd. This is the first time the country music power duo's daughter has opened up about her sexuality. McGraw and Hill have yet to comment on the post, but in the past, Hill has expressed public support for the LGBTQ+ community. Wicked might have gotten shut out at the 2025 Oscars, but it is a true box office blockbuster. Universal Studios is busy getting the word out about Wicked for Good, Chapter 2 of the film adapted from the Broadway musical, which made just shy of $500 million in the United States alone. Universal released the trailer for the second installment, which is available for viewing on YouTube and many other outlets. Wicked for Good is scheduled to hit theaters November 21st of this year. Just because you were a critically acclaimed director doesn't mean you get everything you want. Director Wes Anderson really wants Jodie Foster to be in his movies, but it hasn't happened. The director lamented that he has reached out to Foster several times, and they even hit it off at a meeting. Deadline reports he has approached her for almost every movie he's done, but it just hasn't worked out. Anderson still says he thinks Foster is just great and loves her. Who doesn't love Jodie Foster? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have off and on scattered showers and even a few thunder showers as we make our way through the weekend, but there will still be plenty of dry time. Scattered showers today, low to mid-70s for a high. Tonight, we'll drop down into the low 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms, high in the low to mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.